Blog Talk Radio.
Yes indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode. Yes indeed, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Eddie Meow, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes indeed, to the Most High. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. It's a very precious time to be back with you again. Speak these very precious, very important words. Yes, my brother, see these very important words. For the reconciliation and the blessing of the people of the Most High. And I thank the Most High, yes I do, for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, yes, I do, for opening the minds and hearts that will comprehend. We'll be blessed to comprehend the stature and strength of the words will be heard this night. For surely, my brothers and sisters, I said before, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings in. And I do indeed welcome you to the show. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me, that I have for him, he has for me, some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, indeed, he told me that I would accrue some very powerful friends, as well as his enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me that I would have his protection and his guidance. For he told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things that men, yes, my brothers and sisters, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise, who look to the promise of the Most High, know that he has a plan that will surely bring peace to this world. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise, know to prepare for this exceeding righteousness. For my brothers and sisters, those who are wise, know that the kingdom of Yah is not without a law. They who are wise, my brothers and sisters, know the Most High has a plan to bring forth indeed, surely, what must be the remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it must be made plain. It must be plain, made plain, my brothers and sisters, as the scriptures have said, that from the beginning the Most High declared a word, and that word is eternal, is eternal. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must, since he planned that this earth be brought to bear as a place of peace, that there must be a restoration, my brothers and sisters, of all that he declared even from the very beginning as a foundation, as a stable foundation upon which all things should be made one, even one accord in the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we have to consider it in this wise. The scripture says the plan, the purpose was declared from the beginning. All my brothers and sisters, this is not let's make a deal. Most High declared a plan from the very beginning. That plan is eternal. No man can change anything in it. We must understand, then, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we must understand. We must understand. And all that may be hidden to the conscience of most men walking in the flesh in this generation must still be restored. The Most High said that to those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. There's a need to step into understanding, a grasp of understanding what that means. He said those who believe in him, by his spirit he does what? Teach even the remembrance of all things, the fullness of what is divine vision, even, my brothers and sisters, that we might discern what is the constant standard of the Most High, that we discern beyond all the sin, all the fallen, foolish, perverted, polluted standards that are the intrusions of men against discerning what indeed is the pure, perfect righteousness. Pure, perfect righteousness, saving righteousness of the one Most High. People said those who believed in him, looking at these scriptures, recapping a few things I've spoken to folks about in the last few nights. People said those who believe in him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah, not after merely the will of the flesh. In other words, my brother says, not blinded after the mere ordinary fleshly senses. Give power. Not that they walk merely after the flesh, after the will of blood, worldly kindredship. Even, if you will, my brothers and sisters, what many nations call their blood kindredships. Patriarchal fatherhoods. Not after those which are after the flesh. Remember, Abraham was called to walk after the Most High, even after the spirit that his people, by one spirit, might be made one. We talk about that very much so tonight. So he says, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. How about perceiving after his spirit? How about not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, nor the will of blood? Reborn, brothers and sisters, even reborn. Born again, after higher orientation, even the teaching of the Spirit. Those who understand, they comprehend that this verse is a parallel to something said long ago concerning those who would exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers. Scriptures speak to a latter-day prophecy. It's in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Knowing in advance that the people of the Most High scattered among the nations would be far short of the kind of spiritual strength necessary to discern beyond all the misconceits of men. Blessed therefore are they who will understand the meaning of the scripture. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Blessed are they who know the meaning of these scriptures, that they might comprehend in truth what those scriptures mean when it says, they who wait. They who wait for... How about him who is called by the name of the Most High? Shall renew their strength. How about my brothers and sisters, they receive the saving spirit of the Most High, that they might comprehend beyond the misconceits of the flesh, that they might discern beyond all the misruling influences of men. Think about what the scriptures really mean when they talk about it, Revelation 2nd through 3rd. He who has ears, let him hear with the Spirit. Spirit says to the churches, well, brothers and sisters, how shall men transcend to see beyond worldly, the corruption of worldly status quo? How shall men, my brothers and sisters, see beyond corruptions and diversities, the contentions, the strife wrought after men blinded by their own short-sighted misopinion? But, my brothers and sisters, by greater power from on high. Think about it. Humanity must come of one accord. For the Most High has promised there shall be peace. As we speak, my brothers and sisters, we are in the midst of preparation day. For the blessed feast called Shavuos, Feast of Weeks. The Greeks chose to call it Pentecost, relating the 50th day after the Passover, after the Day of Unleavened Bread. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are those who would try to confuse the minds to tell people that that feast called, they would call it Pentecost, is always on a Sunday. That's a lie. 50 days after the Feast of Unleavened Bread is not always a Sunday. My brothers and sisters, 50 days after the Day of Unleavened Bread, since the Day of Unleavened Bread itself is a movable feast, could be on any day of the week, reflective as to when was the Day of Unleavened Bread. Those of you who know what I'm talking about the scriptures you can find in Leviticus 23. It talks about the morrow after the Day of Unleavened Bread, the time when they wave the sheaves. The scripture says you count from there 50 days. Well, 7 weeks, some say. But the word for 7 weeks is 7/7. That's 7 times 7, which is 49. One more day is 50th. They didn't call it Pentecost for no reason. Let me tell you something. There are times, what about if the Day of Unleavened Bread or the morrow thereafter? What if it would occur on a Monday? Can you count 50 days thereafter and get a Sunday? Not possible. Simply stated, just won't happen. And those who have sought to corrupt men's understanding of this feast so as to seek to oblige, did you hear me? So that they might seek to oblige the heathenisms of man. But I would have you understand, brothers and sisters, that what the Most High declared as a rule for his kingdom was declared from the very beginning. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I spoke about these things so many times. My brothers and sisters, it was not Yah who declared what people call first day or Sunday worship. People of the Most High were keeping the Shabbat, the seventh day. Many would call from the evening of the, well, or what this society calls Friday, evening of the sixth to the evening of the seventh day. Friday evening, some people call it. It's Saturday evening. People of the Most High were observing that time, evening of the sixth day to the evening of the seventh, for the time of sabbatical, time of rest and meditation from labors, from the distractions of this world, unto the keeping of that which the Most High himself said must be preserved in remembrance of him forever. It was the heathen, my brothers and sisters, the pagan sun worshippers who sought to do otherwise. My brothers and sisters, just as a fundamental to begin to start talking about this show, the topics of this show, I would have you not be so blinded as to fall victim to the misconceits, I said the misconceits, of those who were seeking any way, did you hear me? Now that you not fall victim to the misconceits of those who in any way would blind your mind and your heart not to discern the pure, perfect sanctity of what the Most High himself, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, of what the Most High himself calls a holy day. Because trust me, my brothers and sisters, it is not after the designs of men. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it is not after the designs of men that any man will find inheritance in the kingdom of the One Most High. The Holy Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is ruled by a king. Did you hear me? The Holy Kingdom is ruled by a king. And that king, my brothers and sisters, will not have the glory and the honor, the sovereignty that is due unto him, given after the misconceits of another. Never, my brothers and sisters, will the Most High allow anyone, I repeat, he will not allow anyone to enter unto his kingdom who was shortchanged. I pray you will understand that. Who was shortchanged or denied the sanctity of his absolute, pure, and perfect word. His kingdom, his name, his authority, true to the purpose and the promise that he made for his world. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, it's time to discern the reality. It's time that we discern, my brothers and sisters, that all the people of the Most High, as the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, it says plainly that in the name of the Most High, we must all as a people be indeed made of one, I repeat, one accord. All speaking the same thing. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said all speaking the same thing. Okay. All speaking the same thing, one understanding. In fact, the scriptures tell us that if we have any strife and division among us with regard to these things, it's because man is walking after the flesh. Let me see if I can repeat something to you, my brothers and sisters. It might be, these things might be made clear. It is after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, that men have been driven otherwise than one accord. Scripture says there's any strife and divisions among us because we walk in as carnal men, not as spiritual, but as carnal men, my brothers and sisters. We're talking about, my brothers and sisters, men walking after the differences, the pluralities that seem wise according to their flesh. But the scriptures talk even about the feast of Shavuot, they call Pentecost, and you read Acts 2. And it's evident that the people of the Most High came together in the feast of the Most High that they might seek the truth, that they might be of one accord. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, they might seek the truth, that they might be one of one accord.
I would tell you this. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Why did they of the church seek to come together of one accord? It is only because, my brothers and sisters, in expecting, in the expectation of the one called the Kurdi, those who are the church, those who expected the righteous one that was called the Kurdi, knew that they had to seek to be of one accord if they were ever to be counted viable unto his kingdom. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I would have you to understand that. I would have you to understand it well. Purity and completion offers one choice. What did Yeshua say? Say, go forth and teach all nations. Why? Because all power from on high after the kingdom of the one. He said it had been given unto him. He said, go ye forth, therefore, and teach. Baptize, convert, make disciples of all the nations. What? According to the rule from on high, my brothers and sisters, that the nations had not known. And he said, teach them to do everything that he commands. My brothers and sisters, purity and completion can only offer one. I repeat, purity and completion can only offer one. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, one choice of people made of one accord. And my brothers and sisters, though this is utmost true, there are those who actually believe that they prepared for the great day of salvation after the misconceits of many. My brothers and sisters, no greater lie was ever told. It's not after the Spirit of the Most High. I repeat, it's not after the Spirit of the Most High that we see the massive differences that we see in today's world. I repeat, it's not after the Spirit of the Most High that we see the multitude of varying nations that we see. It's not after the Spirit of the Most High that we see the multitude of denominations, 280 nations. Heaven help us. 45,000 denominations. Not by any means, my brothers and sisters, is this the will of the One. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It's not, I repeat, it is not after the Spirit of the Most High that we see all the contentions, men striving to uphold allegiances to the partialities of man. It's not after the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to maintain this controversy. My brothers and sisters, the very promise the Most High gave to Abraham was that all nations exceed all their own personal unrighteousness and blindness to discern what is the purpose of the Most High as he decreed it from the very beginning, that all nations might be in his name, true to his glory, true to his wisdom, one. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, that would seek to enslave you after any conscience or any supposed authority less than that fullness, my brothers and sisters, they have not taught you the gospel. They have taught you the mere damning, divisive misconceits of man. In fact, all these divisions are damnation by very definition. The scripture says that if we walk according to the flesh, how about the divisiveness that seems wise to the flesh? The scriptures tell us in advance, if we walk after such, we will die. It is then, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of alternate allegiances, misconceits, short-sightedness, conflict, controversy, contentions, debates, doubts, that were not wrought after faith in him who is one and always consistent. It is trust, my brothers and sisters, after the multitude of unbridled, undisciplined misconceits of man, but the world we live in today has not known, indeed, what is the way of peace, as the scriptures tell us in the book of Isaiah. You can read that 59th chapter very closely, my brothers and sisters, because the scriptures say the same thing there as they say in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. It is because Most High looked upon men and saw none righteous, no intercessor, no one that does all that is good, that knows how much is necessary to seek Yah. And I said seek Yah beyond men. It is that the Most High had to send Messiah to awaken the minds and the hearts of his people, that they discern, did you hear my brothers and sisters, that they discern how desperate, in fact, is the need. I said how desperate, my brothers and sisters, is the need to seek the wisdom of Yah himself. Because it is not after the design or ideals of another. I pray that you will understand this. It's not after the designs or the ideals of another that any man shall enter the kingdom of Yah. So consider what is meant by that scripture when the Apostle Shaul said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. Anyone who does not seek to transcend all these misconceits, all these worldly misconceits. I repeat, anyone who does not seek to transcend all the misimaginations that are today's worldly misconceits. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls such a one steadfast and stable unto him? I would say, my brothers and sisters, that all who would think so need desperately. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? I said desperately to think again. Most High told me if I could believe all these various contentions of man were viable unto his kingdom. He said point blank, I cannot be a disciple unto him. It is those who are confused, who are desperately confused, my brothers and sisters, who can believe such a lie. So I say again to you, my brothers and sisters, blessed are those who discern far better. Blessed are those who know they must seek the power of Yah, power of the Most High, to seek his pure and perfect will. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is an acceptable offering. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is acceptable unto the kingdom of Yah. I must tell you, my brothers and sisters, I surely must tell you, the time is quite late. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The time is quite late. The many who live in a world today not realize how they've been bewitched. Yes, I said bewitched. Not to seek nor obey the word of absolute truth. Many are the institutions of man today that have sought what they literally call, you might as well call it a type of spiritual autonomy, as if they are governed completely by themselves and dare to say that they are churches that can redeem a man from the misconceits of this world. But brothers and sisters, there's only one Savior. None of these institutions declared by man that refuses the foundation, that refuses the expectation that the Most High said his people must have. None of those institutions, my brothers and sisters, across the world are true churches unto the Most High. All of them are pretenses. None of them have revealed the true then way of salvation. That might sound like a shock to many, but my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is an absolute truth. Scripture says, they who wait for the Lord, that's what they put in your King James Version. They wait for the Lord to renew their strength. I can only tell you when many times in the text of the Scripture, when you see down there the name of the Lord, sometimes it's the name of the Most High. And sometimes it says the name of the Most High. Like I said, when it says the name of the Lord, it means the name of the Most High. But sometimes it says him who is called by the name of the Lord. It can say the same thing. It means the same thing. Kind of like looking at the Scripture at Isaiah 50, 10 through 11. He among you who has no light, that would trust the name of, that would trust in the Most High, who would serve him. Say, let him trust in him who is, what it really means, him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim. It's very much like the Scripture, my brothers and sisters, that's written at Isaiah 49. Speaking of the one who said that no man, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, who would compel men to understand that no one, I repeat, no one would walk after lawlessness, who would swear by the name of the Most High, but not unto all truth and righteousness, shall enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, quite frankly, the Scripture says that he not destroy a people who might awaken to the truth. He said for a moment he would defer his anger, that his people be refined. That means grant them an opportunity to hear again the word of truth that is the gospel. Scripture says the Messiah will come forth saying, listen, saying, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the gospel to the meek? Not those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to be found justified according to the varying standards of men, but know that there's a greater standard from the Most High that must be revealed to man to release man from his captivity, his bondage, his short-sightedness, his lack of discerning what indeed is divine purpose. Because believe me, a man without discerning divine purpose is a slave of another. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, declared the purpose the Most High declared from the very beginning for all men, to release men from their bondage to whatever form of misrule they've been taught among the nations. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you today, whatever type of bondage is taught among your so-called churches. 2,000 years ago, it was those who knew that by faith in the Messiah who was called the Kurdi, the righteous one, who comes to expose all the misconceits of, yes, according to the Scriptures, all your kings, rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, whatever they call themselves, Isaiah 41, particular 40:27 through 41:4, Malachi, we need to talk about a lot of these things. Malachi in particular, 2:16 through around 3 and 4. Zechariah 10, Zechariah 13. All these scriptures talk about Messiah having to come, even as does also Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 through 46:15. Very much like the scriptures all the way from the 40th to the 43:15th verse of Isaiah. All of them talk about Messiah having to come and expose and short-sighted all the doctrines among men. And that's why Messiah comes, because the Most High looked and saw a world in bondage. Men not discerning fully what is the righteousness, what is good, what is whole, and what is complete before the Most High. So he sends Messiah that those who believe in him might not perish in their lawlessness. But that too, my brothers and sisters, is another concept that many have not discerned. It's amazing to me how many say they trust that there's only one Savior, but they look back and they recognize that the origin of so much of what men have believed in among the churches today is from paganism. But they find ways to exalt it still. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, those who are wise should know better. Apostle Shaul said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, after the vicissitudes of this world, let him consider himself a fool. I did not say, get led by the Spirit of Yah. That he may become wise. How about that he might be found worthy to receive of the Spirit? The Scripture says, those who walk after the flesh are those who are worldly, who would preserve the diverse contentiousnesses of man. The Scripture says, they shall not receive the Spirit of Yah in so many ways. Book of Jakob 14:15 through 17 says the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Well, it means those who seek to preserve the corruptions of man, not seeking to exceed all the corruptions and contentions that we see among the churches. That's basically what it would also mean today. Brothers and sisters, those who are worldly shall not receive the spirit of the Most High. It says the spirit of truth they will not receive. There's a dimension of truth that they will always reject. Most of them say, why should I even work with you if the end result is you don't seek the fullness of my will? I know what he told me. Either seek all his will, or he told me I could stop right then. My brothers and sisters, why does any man want to fool himself so as to deceive his brother, as if to believe that constantly falling short of what the Most High intends is an acceptable standard? Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Say, we can do all things through the Spirit of the Messiah who would strengthen us. What does that scripture mean when it says they who wait for him or seek him who is called by the name of the Most High? The one the scripture said would come saying, listen to me, O owl, talking about all the nations, that they need to exceed their unrighteousness, their lawlessness. Listen to me, O owl, talking to me, O you nations, all you who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Listen to me. The Most High has called me, purposed me, avowed me from the womb, invoked me, even invoke what I must become from the womb, from the body of my mother. He says he's made mention of my name. You need to understand a little bit about the tribal people that were the ancient Hebrews to understand truly what those scriptures are talking about. So the Most High said he would not give his name nor his glory to another, meaning that the one who would reveal his glory is indeed called by his name. Read Isaiah 49 closely. Read Isaiah 45 closely. Scripture says this one says he would come forth saying, the Most High has called me from the womb to bring Israel back to him, to reveal what is divine glory, what is honorable before him. Made his mouth like a sharp sword, a word that declares a pure and perfect fullness of truth, to find out whether men have a love for the truth or they prefer unrighteousness, i.e. injustice. Scripture says he would come for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, not only that Israel wake up beyond all the misconceits of all the nations, but also, my brothers and sisters, that even all they of the Gentiles among the nations wake up beyond their own misconceits. But who, my brothers and sisters, will not understand why the scripture says this one is hated by all the kings? Scripture says he is the one then that is called Shiloh, unto whom all the nations must seek and gather. A lawgiver, my brothers and sisters, because I would have you understand that the kingdom of Yah is not without a law. And a people that are not of one accord, my brothers and sisters, will never be a light to the world. So we may need to understand what the scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters. When scripture says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, they will do no iniquity, they will have none to harm or dissuade among them. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures mean. When it says, Yah, as Yah is one, it means ultimately so must be his people, all having one love. And loving the fullness of all the Most High, would declare that they be a blessing to their people. This, my brothers and sisters, is the nature of a covenant. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased with it. I would have you to comprehend that many are talking about saying by the grace of the Most High, by the favor of the Most High. They have a kind of, well, I guess you could say spiritual autonomy. Everyone wants to sit back and say they can declare their own brand or style of worship. But the Most High has already declared what is the common understanding that must be true to all. In fact, if all had been true to that initial word and that guy, guess what? You wouldn't have all these different stylings of men. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. The Most High told me to know what it said and not know why it said is to miss the point. In fact, it's the lack of orientation. It's a lack of guidance from the Most High after which men have fallen after such folly. Therefore, I would have you to comprehend, my brothers and sisters. For the people who came together to be of one accord, praising the Most High, that were granted the gift of the Spirit. And I hope you, I pray you will understand that only by the gift of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the man comprehend beyond what presumptuousness, short-sightedness, seems wise to the flesh. I want to look for a moment, just a moment, because I only have a few minutes to go into this. Galatians 2:19, some of the verses all the way out to about, 3:29. I've talked about this over and over again. The scriptures tell us that if we look at the original text, we'll find that the heathen used the same word for law, a word they called nomos. And they use that same word for divine law as they did, my brothers and sisters, and I need to invert that a little bit, as they use that same word for their law, their civic, political, and cultural, and social misrule. They want to use the same word and call it a law, and it uses the same word, my brothers and sisters, if it was all this misrule of and contentiousness and misorderliness of men was lawful. They use the same word, my brothers and sisters, for divine law, even the law the Most High gave Moshe to make the tribes of Israel one. Absolutely makes no sense to equate the two, my brothers and sisters. In fact, to do so is absolute blasphemy, as if the misrule of man and the lawful and peace of the Most High is one and the same. That's insanity. It's an entirely faulty foundation. It compels men in so many ways to compromise the will of the Most High so that they never discern what is stable. And the scripture says that we're in the book of Jacob, they call it James, it says we're scattered among a multitude of provocations among the nations, a multitude of different international ideals. Hey, faith in Yah still means we must come to one accord. Still means we must seek what is the perfect will of Yah. Not that we are double-minded, not falling after any manner of mocking misrepresentation. Scripture says, anyone who is so double-minded, therefore unstable, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Do you not understand what it means? If you ask for the Holy Spirit, you must ask to discern beyond all the contentious differences, shallow-mindedness, blindness that is taught among the churches. In fact, you must discern the truth that your scripture said in advance your rulers would not teach. Yes, what I'm telling you is that your churches have not been, in so many ways, have not been in every way to your advantage toward receiving the gift of the Spirit. Believe me, I know the Most High can reach down through it all, just like he reaches out and touches prophets, to tell you those things that the rulers would not. But my brothers and sisters, there are so many who ask for the Spirit only that they be true to what misideal they see from their pastor. And my brothers and sisters, that's nothing but a damning cage. Because the scriptures tell us that Messiah will come to certainly declare a greater righteousness, and all those who just simply wanted to walk after what the frailty that has been taught by their leaders, my brothers and sisters, they might well find themselves having been adversaries against the salvation, even the Savior who must appear. Because oftentimes when you talk about a truth that people haven't heard among the churches, some are so prideful they don't want to admit that they lack knowledge. So they want to exalt the ignorance that they have trusted. The scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Some people say, well, hey, I can be ignorant because Christ said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, that ignorance is a sin? Did you hear me? Ignorance is a sin. It is man's refusal oftentimes to receive the greater truth that causes so much contention. It's man being indiscriminate, not discerning, or not realizing the need to discern the fullness of what the Most High has intended. That is the reasoning behind all the contentions we see in the world. It was rebellion against the truth that's wrought all these differences, and it's caused men to seek shelter, even comfort, amidst those, my brothers and sisters, who, quite frankly, so many times, if the truth were told to them, they would not be compelled to listen, so they flatter those who are also like-minded, having no love of the truth. But the scripture says, those not having a love for the truth, preferring unrighteousness, preferring to believe lies, didn't say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters, say they'd be damned. It is an obligation that all those who would ask the Most High for His Spirit, as they seek the fullness of the truth, knowing that purity and completion is the only path toward peace, only path toward agreement with the Most High. So men sit back and say, I'm going to agree with the Most High only some part, and sit back and say, if they have been delivered from all the misconceits of man that have dared to blaspheme the words or dishonor the words of the Most High, it's time to think again. Galatians 2.19 says, for the Apostle Shaul was saying, through the law of Yah, through what the Most High has revealed to him directly by his Spirit, he says, I'm no longer affected, no longer in allegiance, no longer blinded by the flaw, the false rule, the contentions of men who walk after the undisciplined flesh. When Scripture says you're without discipline, it comes from the Most High, it says you're a bastard and not a son. It means that he is, because Most High has begotten him by his Spirit. So many of the lies that exploit and destroy the human soul, he said, he is no longer affected by it. Messiah, the end of man's trust in all these diverse, debate-filled, double-minded follies. He said he's no longer subject to the diverse, many misconceits of man or the false rule of man. He knows he has to seek for something more, that he might live under Yah, who says from the beginning that he is all that he is. He says, I'm crucified of this world. In other words, I'm dead to the world. No longer in bondage to the world. Because of his trust in the one, the righteous one called the Kurdi. The one who, like the rising sun, reveals the light the world would obscure. Who comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to cast out all the darkness. Even the Messiah himself. He says, nevertheless, I live. In other words, though I'm crucified from the world, I live. But not of myself, but by the strength of the Kurdi who lives in me. In other words, guided by the Spirit and the power of Yah, that the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yah who loved me and gave himself for me. The Scripture says, if you walk after the flesh, you will die. If you walk after the blindness of the flesh, the ignorance of the flesh, the self-righteousness of the flesh, so you will die. So it only way, my brothers and sisters, man finds life is he must love the Most High with all his mind, heart, soul, and might, seeking all that is divine will, that indeed he might live. The Scriptures tell us in Romans, in the 8th chapter, it says, the Spirit of Yah is given that the righteous requirement of the Most High might be made complete in us. How about the idea, my brothers and sisters, that the Scriptures tell us, well, that, again, it's really saying that through the law of the Spirit, he is no longer subject to the law of the flesh, the law of sin and death. After the flesh, man upholds a multitude of contentious divisions, conflict that cannot be eternal life by very principle. He said there's no condemnation of those who walk in the flesh, but after the Spirit, after the will of the One. We read Romans 8 closely and understand. He says, the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith. I did not say after the double-minded, pluralist misconceits and debates of man, but by faith that there is a wisdom beyond them all. Even the faith in the Son of Yah, whom the Most High himself disciplined and begat by his Spirit. He said, who loved me and gave himself for me. Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. Knowing that he gave his life, upholding all righteousness, that it might be an atonement before the Father, that he might be pleased, the one who was willing even to give his life, that a people be redeemed and made wise again to according to the will of one. Me and Messiah did not give his life for those who seek to stand against the awakening of that perfect righteousness, but those who, discerning it, would seek to uphold it. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, maintain and preserve and defend the sanctity of my word against all the lies of this world. He said, and I will ask the Father, petition the Father, for the Spirit of truth, which those who, how about love the perversion of this world, will not receive. My brother says the Messiah did not give his life for man to continue in the sin, the misconceits, the plural-mindedness, the infidelity, the faithlessness, the unrighteousness of this world. You say, I do not frustrate the grace. How about the gift? How about the favor of the Most High that make you complete unto all good works that the Most High has declared? I do not frustrate the grace, the instruction, the discipline that if you're without, Scripture says you're a bastard, not a son. The grace of the Most High is that he reveals his law. For if you know not the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, whose flaw or false rule are you under? My brothers and sisters, man that does not know the discipline of the Most High is automatically, I'm going to tell you this now, it might sound hard to tell you this, but man who does not know the discipline of the Most High, does not seek the discipline of the Most High, does not seek the perfect discipline of the Most High, is a devil worshiper. That's all man knows. Carnal mind is enmity against the law of the Most High. If man is not subject to the law and the authority of the Most High, who is he subject to? He still praises what is deviant and needs to be saved, needs to be delivered, needs to be awakened beyond the line. So do not frustrate the grace, the favor, the discipline of the Most High. For if righteousness, being made whole and complete and faithful before the Most High unto life, comes by the flawed, fallen, false, and foolish standards of men, beside the Kurdi died in vain. Please, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I speak about the Kurdi, examine the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Mutual Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, to understand who Messiah said he is. Because if you don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, I guarantee you never discern the gospel. It's those who knew Messiah will expect a man according to all that the Most High spoke by the mouth of his prophets since the world began. Those who know the Messiah, who is called the Kurdi, will come expecting man to be true to that fullness and prepare himself to be made true to this. Fullness of righteousness will be found worthy to receive of the Holy Spirit. Not any other. My brothers and sisters, when the Scripture says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, let's talk about seeking with a spiritual eye. The ordinary eye does not see. Messiah will not judge it for what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. That he might reprove all the unrighteousness and the wickedness of the world. Talk about Isaiah 11. That he might regather all his people unto himself beyond all the blindness that seem wise to men. He said, therefore, understand what it means. He did not give his life that men be subject to all the debates and doubts of men. Look at Romans 14. He says, bear the burdens of the weak, but not under doubtful disputation, not until a multitude of disputes. He said, we honor the Most High. We honor the fullness of what he has intended. In other words, we honor Shabbat. The very word Shabbat means seek what is complete. We always seek what is greater, what is better. Scripture says Messiah gave his life to be Lord of both the dead and the living, to declare one complete standard that will judge all nations, both those who are alive and all dead, my brothers and sisters, by that same standard. So the Scripture said, whatever in all that is written of old, is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scriptures might have hope. Because the Scriptures never said after a partial standard, men would be called viable. So the Scripture said, O foolish Galatians then, who bewitched you that you think you should not obey? Not seek the fullness of what is the revealed truth. Before whose eyes Yeshua the Kurdi was crucified. Some people talk about that doctrine, talk about Christ crucified. Well, brothers and sisters, Messiah gave his life upholding the truth that in his resurrection, those realizing that the Most High reversed the sentence and called the rulers foolish, might know to seek a greater righteousness than the rulers. What did Messiah say? Your righteousness must exceed that of your contentious rulers who deny in any way the law and the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Read Matthew 5:14-24 and understand quickly, because the Scriptures even go as far as to say that anyone who would make a man foolish to deny the law of the prophet is guilty of hellfire. Guess what? I see a whole lot of pastors about them. Well, like my grandfather said, in hell you lift your eyes. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how many are ready to understand that? In fact, scriptures say if you fall victim to those who seek to turn you away from the law and the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of peace. The very word for peace in Hebrew relates seeking to for the fullness of what is divine will and purpose. So the apostle adds, this I would learn from you, that you receive the Spirit of the Most High by trusting the fallen standards of men. In other words, did you trust in worldliness? Did you want to see confusion remain? Or did you know that there's a truth beyond all these worldly contentions? Think about it. He said, if you consider yourself wise after the world, considering yourself a fool, that you might become wise. In other words, if you're proud of a multitude of contentions, haven't you cursed the holy name? As if to say, Most High is not one. As if he agrees with all the unstable designs of men. That's the worship of the devil, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says that you should not consider your leaders as lords over your faith, but as stewards, and every one of them is supposed to be faithful. That means seeking the truth beyond all the misconceits of man. There are many of my brothers and sisters who have no intention to do this, and they already tell you who they are. The Most High calls prophets to speak what others would not, my brothers and sisters, but many not having ever heard the truth from their leaders would deny the words of a prophet, even as they would deny the words the Most High would grant by his Spirit. So there's something that must be understood, my brothers and sisters. He said, did you receive the Spirit by seeking to preserve or trusting in the diverse fallen standards of men? Seeking to call yourself wise after whatever appeases men in this world? You never stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why the scripture said in 1 Corinthians 4:5, let no man consider himself so wise then after this world before the time. Let no man consider himself wise after this world. Till Messiah comes to reveal the things that expose all the unrighteousness of men, that expose all the things that men would hide in the darkness, that exposes all the mechanisms by which men keep men in the darkness. And then shall men know how to praise Yah himself. These scriptures are saying the same thing. Do you think you receive the Spirit resistant against the oneness of the Most High? This is what I have to know from you. Do you receive the Spirit by trust in a multitude of diverse standards if there's no solution, or by hearing of faith and knowing that Yah has declared from the beginning the solution? And in fact, my brothers and sisters, for those who know the truth, the Hebrew actually in Isaiah 40, the chapter actually relates pretty much that self-same truth. Did you receive the Spirit because you trust in the mystery of Yah, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of the way of peace that men have not known as would be revealed from above beyond other nations? Or are you so foolish and easily destabilized that having begun seeking the purity, the perfect word, complete word, the word without contradiction that is revealed by the Spirit. Hey, are you now, do you really think that now you'll be made whole, pure before the Most High, and all things true to the Most High after the misimaginings of the undisciplined flesh? Have you endured so much, striven so much only to fall short? My brothers and sisters, there's a victory to be attained. And Isaiah 25 talks about when man discerned beyond all the veils of blindness, they'd have blinded all the nations and caused men to swear allegiance to other lords. Discerning the exceeding truth beyond all the veils, the coverings, the misconceits, the fallen mindscapes of their rulers that have blinded all the nations. When men discover that truth, finally saying, this is the Holy One for whom we have waited, the Righteous One for whom we have waited, we will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. He will wipe all tears from off our eyes. He will show us beyond all our misconceits. And that day, those who expect that truth, my brothers and sisters, I did not say expecting to fall short, will discern and will see the way of righteousness. He said, if you endure so much to fall short, to still, what the scripture said later on, to serve after the ways of pagan days, times, months, and years, to the remembrance of all that is unrighteousness. He says, the Spirit that teaches you, working miracles among you, even showing you the greater truths that are not known after the flesh? Is it by trust in the double-minded doubts and debates of men that you should remain subject to confusion? Or did you receive the Spirit, if indeed you did receive it? Did you receive it by trust in that which is against faith, against the Spirit, or by hearing what the Most High declares to prove foolish the wisdom that men have called wise? Know then that they are who are of faith, believing there's a truth from on high, beyond all that men's misconceit that men see, the intentions that men see, the misallegiances that men see, the false controlling bodies of knowledge that have left men flawed. Know that they who are of faith, trusting Yah to bring forth peace beyond it all, beyond all the instabilities of man. These same are the children of Abraham. I remember not that long ago hearing a radio personality, and he dared to ask the question, looking at all the craziness that's in this world, and he asked, dared to ask the question, do you really believe, he said, the Most High is going to get rid of all this mess, as if all this mess is now to be glorified, because it has to be, because there's so much of it. But brothers and sisters, this world is about to be brought to another entirely much higher spiritual vibration. There will be no place for irrationality. There will be no place for those who would harbor the thoughts of injustice. There will be no place, my brothers and sisters, for those who would preserve the wickedness of this present misorder. That is the judgment, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High has already promised there will be peace. And our brothers and sisters, the way of peace does not preserve the way of the wicked. So if you belong to the Kurdi, in other words, you have expectation of the one who will expose all worldly injustices, sins, damnations of men, then are ye Abraham's seed, because Abraham, the covenant unto peace, Scripture said was confirmed. They put down a word that is not right in the Scriptures, but in Galatians says the covenant in Abraham was confirmed. Yeah, I'm telling you, told you you're right, the Kurdi, the expectation of the one who will cast aside the unrighteousness of all those who deny this world peace. He says, then if you have that expectation, are you heirs according to the promise? Well, if the rulers didn't tell you, the Messiah will come to expose all your rulers wherever they are falling short, wherever they are corrupted, at the hand of one whom the Most High himself has taught. If they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel, nor did they teach you what would encourage you toward indeed the fullness that is salvation. They tell you somehow the Messiah gave his life so that men not seeking the fullness and falling short might be yet preserved. My brothers and sisters, better to understand that Messiah gave his life for those who are incomplete might be made complete. Those who don't recognize righteous might see righteous. You see, I've come for the judgment of this world, that those who do not see may see. And yes, my brothers and sisters, even that those who the world has trusted as seers might be recognized as the blind. It means he comes to reveal a word, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has chosen to deny. And the prophecy is already said in advance that Messiah at the Kurdi is the pivotal cornerstone upon which a true church in these latter days should be established. And our brothers and sisters, I dare to say that only by the Spirit of the Most High has man fully come to comprehend this, to believe it and discern it, to be made prepared for what is to come. It's only by the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that any man who truly begins to understand that. My website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. An article called The Secret City Prophecies. Another one called The Gospel of Shiloh. One called Remember the Promise that begins to explain so much of this. I promise you need every bit of it. To seek anything less, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, is not to seek all the Most High would have you to know. Just seeking in all things, my brothers and sisters, to be dutiful, to speak to you the things that others would not,
Most High said it was important that you understand these things. Like I said, my brother and sister, the kingdom of Yah is not without a law. How dare men say they can come of one accord without a law? That didn't even make sense. So how shall men, my brother and sister, be made one? Lest they be governed by something more than their flesh. Dare men believe the grace of Yah is unto a type of spiritual autonomy, what every church wants to call itself righteous of itself? Self-righteousness, my brothers and sisters, is a curse. Self-righteousness is innately damnation. Self-righteousness, my brothers and sisters, are what men have called spiritual autonomy or worldliness, refusing to respect one autonomous supreme rule. It's amazing how many have confessed the name of the Most High to be part of an institution that have cut themselves off from truly acknowledging the Most High as Savior, as one who makes whole, because so many have been taught the Messiah gave his life, so you don't even need to believe all that he would declare, as if to say that partial belief is, and all this infidelity is to be counted faithfulness, as if all this infidelity and partiality and pollution, trusting so many of the intrusions after the corruptions of men, is supposed to be discerning. My brother says you need great discernment to learn how not to fall victim to the lie. In fact, you need great discernment to know how not to lie. Believe me, brothers and sisters, the divisions of man are damnation, are sin, are not of the Spirit, and by the Spirit must all these misconceits be overcome. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, it takes the Spirit of Yah to comprehend that of which I'm now speaking. Think about it. Matthew 28 says man must convert into the will of the one. Think about it. All the expectations of faith is man converting unto the will of one. Say, go forth and convert and teach all nations about the one king whose authority is from on high. I did not say of the nations. The concept of the one called Shiloh is that he would bring forth the law, Genesis 49:10, a law by which all nations should gather unto him. That's all people be made one. That's the hope of the faith. Isaiah 11 says the same thing. Not judging after what his eyes see or what his ears hear, not after the systems of man, but after the Spirit. Shall he reprove all wickedness, all unlawfulness, all those, the Scripture, if you really want to know who the Scripture calls the wicked, 2 Thessalonians 2, compared to Isaiah 14, it called the wicked in the original tongue, it said the wicked are those who smite the people without instruction. The scepter of the rulers. How about the false ruler? Rule of those who would keep the people blind. He said this confusion resulting of blindness. This perishing of the people for lack of knowledge must be brought to an end. He said there will be peace when the knowledge of righteousness covers the earth. The knowledge of the Most High covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. Who is it that will understand? We're still talking about being people being conformed to the will of one. Under Moshe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gave a law from on high that all the tribes be one. Over and over again, we've seen this call unto the will of one. I did not say the misconceits of many. Ancient Kurdistan, whom the Most High, the kingdom of the Most High, consolidated under one he called Messiah, the Kurdi. One's mentioned in Isaiah 45, mentioned in Isaiah 41. That he said he would do the same thing again through. As Messiah, who Messiah Yeshua said that he is. In Revelation 22:16, he says he's the wood and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one like the rising sun that casts out the darkness. It exposes all misrule. That kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is a matter of consolidating all the kingdoms of the earth. He said all the kingdoms of the earth is the Most High given him. That's consolidation, that Israel might be free, that Israel might be subject to a king. That does not stand against the attainment of righteousness. My brother and sister, Scripture said he would finally fully perform that duty that his people are free from all Babylon in the latter days. So he would expose Babylon, all the confusion of the nation once for all, that must be the Messiah. Said he would expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers who have blinded his people. That must be the Messiah, my brothers and sisters. You must understand then who is the Kurdi. Who is that one called Shashan Shah, King of Kings? Got news for you. The one who the Most High raised up when the Most High raised up to bring forth that kingdom that absorbed and brought forth a monotheist revolution throughout what was ancient Babylon, Egypt, Moab, Assyria. We did that before, my brothers and sisters, who Most High sent to do the same thing again. My brothers and sisters, Yeshua himself said that he is, for those who are ready to understand it. Matthias 28:18-21. Again, he was talking about beyond all the contentions of the times of the Gentiles, the times of many nations, the times of confusion, end of this worldly age, he said, would come by all nations being taught to convert beyond themselves unto the will of one. Daniel 2:44 says, the Most High will raise up a kingdom that will break in pieces all other kingdoms. Hey, and that one kingdom that shall come as a result of it shall stand forever. We're talking over and over again about conformity to the will of one, my brothers and sisters. I would have you to understand that Acts, when it talks about the day of Shavuot, it was talking about all the people being brought to one accord by one spirit, all to speak the same thing. How do the men say that by the grace of Yah, they have some kind of spiritual autonomy, that they can speak differently and say that it was the Most High who spoke such thing? The scripture says it coming to pass in the last days, you really, it's those who call upon the name of the Most High because they were called by Yah, that they shall be allowed entrance unto the kingdom. Look at Joel 2:32, look at it closely. What the scriptures are actually saying to us, if we are ready to understand it, like I said, on the day of Shavuot, like it was those people who sought beyond all the allegiances of the nations unto the will of one, they received the Holy Spirit. Guess what? It'll be the same thing again today, because those who seek to preserve the corruptions of the nations will be enemies against Yah forever. And believe me, the Most High knows that only those who desire to see his authority beyond all else can be true to his spirit. What have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Zechariah 13. Around Zechariah 13, scriptures of Zechariah 9, Zephaniah 3, all speak about the same thing. The Most High speak in peace to the nations. His name one. All nations made one in him. Why do people say that the grace of the Most High is everybody declared their own way? My brothers and sisters, there's only one way, at least to life. Broad, many are the roads that lead to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to life, and few are they that find it. Well, if you live in a world that is, where the rulers have sought to exalt themselves against the gospel or the pure, perfect word of one, many of my brothers and sisters, so beguiled, have proved their instability. And that instability, my brothers and sisters, is not that upon which the Holy Kingdom should be established. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the fact that the Most High is one, he will send Messiah to smite the nations with strong discipline of, like a rod of iron. Declare a word sharp like a two-edged sword to discern whether men prefer righteousness or unrighteousness, righteousness or unrighteousness, truth or the lack thereof. My brothers and sisters, that word of the gospel, whether men are ready to believe it or not, will decide who the Most High will choose unto his kingdom, who he will confirm and seal, and who he will not. Isaiah 49 said, Messiah will come and say, listen to me. That means that I'll be conformed to one. Isaiah 41 says he will come forth and say, keep silent before me. Let my people renew their strength. How about no longer divided, no longer polluted, but strong in the will of one? Because he exposes all the unrighteousness of the kings. How about you reveal, my brothers and sisters, what has been hid to man? That men might be made whole. And dare any man say he's made whole and saved because he is partial in the law? Nobody who has a residue of the Spirit, according to 2:16, believes that he could trust in a ruler that hides the truth and expect to be delivered. No ruler thinks that he can hide the truth and expect to receive anything else but humiliation from the Most High. Read Malachi closely. Read 2:16 and then look at it closely. Nobody who's treacherous against the full word of a covenant. Do you think the covenant is part of what it is or all that it is? Break the covenant in pieces? Guess what? You have no peace. Anybody who's treacherous against that fullness, my brothers and sisters, do people really believe that the Most High will be pleased with this?
Man trespasses against the Father, trespasses against the covenant he gave to his Father. You really think he's an heir? Nobody who has the remnant of the Spirit of the Most High could ever believe such a thing. Nobody who has the remnant of the Spirit of the Most High, brothers and sisters, can believe that being taught the ways of false gods, foreign nations, the misconceits of man, has anything else to look for but being destroyed out from the inheritance of the people and even out from the temple of the Most High, because whoever perverts or seeks to profane the words that should be spoken in the temple. Or my brothers and sisters meet horrendous fate in the day when the Most High brings forth that day that he speaks of, talks about the vengeance for the cause of his temple, vengeance for the cause of his people. It says, whoever defiles the temple, Yah will destroy. What do men expect, my brothers and sisters, to receive if they don't seek the whole truth? Men are talking about, I'm Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. Some say I was born one, I died one. Well, guess what? I want you to think something. Contradiction is death. Many call themselves believers today. Some say they are Catholic. Some say they are Protestant. Some say they are Torah keepers. Some say not. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that this abundance of debates is a result of the Spirit of the Most High? If you believe so, my brothers and sisters, you call the Most High a devil, and it really means that you're the one that is. Just happen to be real quite frank about it, my brothers and sisters, and tell it like it is. Revelation 13 talks about that system having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon. Do you really believe following a system that has taken men captive by a false word, killed with a false word, that should be slain by the true word when it appears? Do you think subjection as such as this, my brothers and sisters, grants you favor? Think again. You need to ask the Most High for the power to exceed these marks, let's just say confused standards of the beastly who will not reason as one. And the very word for Gentile means those who will not reason as one, my brothers and sisters. When the gospel went forth to the Gentiles, it might they merit reason as one after the higher will of the King of Israel. He said that's a dispensation of grace, that the Gentiles might become partakers with those whom the Most High foreknew. If you're not ready for that truth, my brothers and sisters, you're not ready for the kingdom of Yah at all. Just being for real. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, damnation, the worldliness, divisions, multitude of denominations and conflict is innately the damnation, the blindness of men. When it's obvious, my brothers and sisters, that the Roman system or the Western system was never about that oneness, because they sought to destroy, murder the saints who knew they must seek the will of one. The church was named after him who would conform all nations to the will of one, even the Kurdee. Scripture says they may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Rome sought the murder of those who had that expectation of the one who would expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, because they could not allow that to be called the faith at all. They had to compel people to believe that they could trust in the pluralism that Rome was. Hey, a multitude of different kings, all talking about their own autonomy, but still saying they have one Lord, that's a damn lie. It's impossible. Revelation 6:10 talks about that Armageddon-like experience where the one called the King of the East shall dry up the river to show that the subjection to all these various boundaries and mindscapes of the nations is foolishness, exposing all the rules of all the rule of all the kings. One called the King of the East, my brother and sister, the Kurdish Shah. Faith called Kurdishania, not Christianity. Messiah said, talking about coming forth the one called the King of the East who dries up the rivers, who shows beyond the rulership of man. He says, behold, I come. Believe me, he, as the scriptures speak of it in Revelation 16:12-21, it exposes all the faulty foundations of the nation. It is also spoken as Isaiah 44:20. That men's allegiance to all these miscreant institutions of man might cease. Messiah, at that verse, was saying who he is. But blessed are those who will understand it. I say, my brothers and sisters, truly understand that it's the gift of Yah. Some will never understand because, hey, even though I tell you again and again, please check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. a word that I got from the Most High. Some folks will not be deliberate and diligent to show that they really want anything more than what is common to the status quo. Scriptures tell us we need to be diligent that we gain entrance to the kingdom. And 2 K for 2 Peter actually says we must be diligent ultimately until one called the morning star, sunrise, the king of the east, becomes a reality in our hearts. Diligent till we discern the fullness of what he will judge man by. But how many are prepared to really understand that? If you don't know Messiah, my brothers and sisters, the Shashin Shah, as Shiloh, as the Kurdi, the King of the East, the Son of Righteousness that arises, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you haven't known the Messiah at all. It might sound hard, but that scripture talks about many of worship, saying, well, let's say, worship after false prophets, crying out, Lord, Lord, but not anyone who would compel them to do fully what is the will of the Father, thinking that they have been worthy unto his name, preaching in his name, casting out illusions, worthy, honorable unto his name, doing many wonderful, inspired works. Messiah said, keep weaving from me, I never knew you. In other words, you never had any charge or authority from me. Brothers and sisters, a whole lot of folks are deceived by those devils, those agents of the adversary that come presenting themselves as the ministers of light, but never to fully heal you beyond all misconceits. And the scriptures in a whole lot of places basically are saying that because some only wanted the standards of men, because some only wanted the standards of men, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of truth they never heard. You better believe this, my brothers and sisters. There are truths that men does not discern unless the Most High open their eyes. The Most High begins to open your eyes, to be able to open your eyes, to show you what is necessary to see you open your eyes further, that you comprehend the deeper things. You need to be open your heart to every opportunity. If he compels you to seek the truth, I can only tell you what he told me. Either seek the whole truth, or you can stop right now, because he has not done these things, and men seek him in vain to fall short. Hey, the Apostle Shaul made the same admonition. Who's ready to hear it? My brothers and sisters, after the blindness of the flesh is no man made whole. After the blindness of the flesh, no man's imaginations or vision is sufficient for it to be delivered. Isaiah 44 talks about the one the Most High was sent to open the eyes again, preach that gospel. How many are willing to understand who Messiah said that is, and who the prophet Isaiah said that is, who the prophet Jeremiah said that is, who Zechariah said that that is, that Malachi said that that is? Or would you all call the prophets a lie just because your leaders didn't tell you the truth? I told you what the Most High told me. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide from you. I offer you the opportunity to see those things. I would petition the Most High that you be pushed to be diligent, to take advantage. Because I see a lot rotten in the cotton, my brothers and sisters. And that rotten cotton is incapable of ever being made into fine linen. I think you need to understand what I'm talking about. Revelation 7th chapter. Fine linen, a very dense fabric. A word, my brothers and sisters, deeply interwoven and interconnected. It's the garments of the saints. Deep is the word, my brothers and sisters. And the Most High declares, and brutish even beastly is the man who will not discern this. Most High told me to know what's said and not know why it's said to miss the point. Why do you ask the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, if you don't want to know? What is initial foundation? What is expectation? If you wish to be blind to the misconceits of man, wish to be foolish, why do you ask the Most High for the Holy Spirit of salvation? You must ask for the truth, my brothers and sisters, that you be a blessing to your brother. As those who have that kind of love, who love the truth more than they
even themselves, will be purged. I'm telling you, there's certain dimension of the truth that if you seek to save or preserve your own ideals as most important, that dimension of the truth that you never receive. But those who will submit themselves and have their hearts turned toward righteousness, they are the ones, my brothers and sisters. They are the ones that will gain eternal life, even gain the word beyond all contention. Scripture says, shall we continue in sin, blindness, the grace may abound? So you ask, you can choose to remain ignorant that you and ask for the Spirit. It doesn't make sense. That the teacher that teaches all things. And then they say, well, hey, I don't know what's going on. Forgive me, Father, I don't know what I do. And I really don't want to know. That's not proving any obligation or faith or love of the Father, my brothers and sisters. You want to know the truth that converts the nations after the will of the Most High. How can you do that after the misconceits of man? Scriptures say over and over again, come let us reason together. And though your sins be like scarlet, though you be many divided people, he say he makes you like one. What an enemy, my brothers and sisters, cursed are they then that won't listen. Cursed are they, my brothers and sisters, who won't seek the fullness of truth.
60.
All things that you brought again to mind. One scripture in Psalm 4 says, Messiah will come forth fine and saying, men, know the Most High has set apart for himself him that is wonderful, inspired. Do you want vanity and deception forever? Rulers leave the people without instruction so that they applaud themselves. Do you want to be subject to the foolish or to the him who is wise? You need to prove the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what is the metal of your heart. So damn are those who choose to be provocative and double-minded, according to the book of Jacob, who said, all who walk after the flesh are as the grass. Be comforted, O my people. Repent, O my people, that you might prepare for a day of conversion, because it is upon us. Realize that the desire for ignorance has fostered something that is not a covenant. Are people destroyed for lack of knowledge? That means a return to knowledge, my brothers and sisters, will bring forth life. I thank the Most High for all those, the Most High, whose ears the Most High has brought near. I thank you all for listening. To his might, to his honor, to his praise always, I say, hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. And my brothers and sisters, a blessed preparation for this feast at Shavuot. This feast in which the Most High restores to the mind and heart the knowledge of his law. For my brothers and sisters, no man knows the law of Yah, but by the Spirit of Yah.